way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
We're back.
Hello, are you done belching?
For now.
Hopefully you'll edit that out so that the world doesn't need to hear that.
We'll see how it plays.
Mm-hmm. Well, on a happier note, welcome everyone to the Antisocial Isolation Podcast with your host and hostess, Joseph and Carol. And here we are again, doing our thing.
Yeah, we missed a week.
Yeah, hopefully no one noticed.
Took a mental health break.
Yep.
Literally.
We got to do that sometimes.
Yeah. We didn't even say anything why we missed. It doesn't matter. We're back. And it's going to be a very exciting show.
Always is.
I think we've got a lot of fun things to talk about. There's a lot of stuff going on in the country, in the world. And we're going to cover it all. This is going to be about a 6-hour podcast. There's a lot to talk about. Imagine doing, oh God, who'd even want to listen to us for that long?
I don't know. I don't know that I want to talk for that long.
Me neither. Mm-mm. This is the perfect amount of time.
Yeah.
35, 40 minutes, we're done.
That's my max.
That's ideal.
That I really want to interact with anyone. Yeah. Especially you.
It's funny because, well, I guess it's not funny. I just don't like talking that much, which is, if people listen to this or find it hard to believe. In general, I don't like talking a lot. But I love listening to long conversations, like long-form podcasts, like Rogan is probably the best example, where they're always like 3 or 4 hours long. I love listening to that. It's a gift. You know what's truly a gift for podcasters, or who is really, really, it's a unique skill set. And two guys do it very, very well. One is Tim Dillon, and I know you've never listened to him.
I don't know who that is.
He's a comic. And he's outrageous. Like he's so funny. But
is he engaging? Like what makes you want to listen to him for that long?
You just have to listen and find out, I guess, because it's hilarious. The other person that does it a little bit differently, though, is Bill Burr. And if you've never listened to his podcast, he hosts the Monday morning podcast and the Thursday morning before Friday, Monday morning, something like that. He does it on Monday and Thursday, and it's just him in a room talking, like literally nobody else. Just ranting about shit. And
I was going to say, for somebody like him, that's like doing a stand-up skit every week.
But all these other stand-ups.
Just going on and going out there and just winging it, though.
All these other comics, a lot of them that do podcasts don't do that. It's like they either have a guest or it's a very unique thing. I don't even... It's impressive to be able to just sit down there and go for an hour about whatever.
Yeah, I guess
some
so.
Of it definitely is the comic in them, you know, because they're embellishing things and mm-hmm. going on rants and riffing on something. But it's very funny. There you go, Bill Burr and Tim Dillon. Listen to those podcast people. After
is he related to Bob Dylan?
He is Bob Dylan's illegitimate son.
How do you know he's illegitimate?
Because he's a different mom than Jacob Dylan, singer of the Wallflowers.
How do you know they have different moms?
You don't think I Wikipedia'd that shit?
You didn't, because you do Joe level research, and that's way beyond
he's definitely
your
not,
scope.
He's definitely not related to Bob Dylan. Oh my gosh. But yeah. So anyway, we're back. I've been a little obsessed with
what now?
That Kyle Rittenhouse trial.
Oh,
I have that playing because there's people that have been. I found this this live stream of it, and it's a handful of lawyers. Sometimes there's, I don't know, maybe up to 10 of them, but who are watching it live as well and commenting on it and talking about stuff. It's really interesting.
That's cool.
But man, I don't care. I'm sorry if you have a political thing in this. This is not a political case. The kid was stupid, probably. We talked about this earlier. The kid was probably fucking dumb for bringing a semi-automatic weapon to the third night of protests.
Yeah.
So
however he was there or who, I don't, and I'll be honest, I don't know the whole background behind the whole story. I haven't been watching it the way you have, but just when you tell me that there was a 17-year-old kid with an automatic weapon in that atmosphere, right? It was
something
incredibly
was
charged.
Yep.
All sorts of violence going on. Like, what was he doing there?
Yeah, so bad decision to be there probably in the grand scheme of things.
Sure.
But watching the mainstream media ever since that happened, you would think that he's a racist Confederate flag touting
he's a fucking proud boy, skinhead.
Yeah. And I mean, whatever his leanings are, none of that is true, because, you know, unfortunately, you know, he did shoot three people, two died, all white people. And if you've watched this, and if you haven't watched it, go back and watch the trial, watch the evidence, whatever. It's 1,000% self-defense.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's not political. He was getting chased by that little fucking bald midget pedophile dummy, that Joseph Rosenbaum guy, who the media is trying to portray as a hero in some ways. Guy was convicted of felonious assault on five young boys.
Yeah.
Sexually assaulting them. And this is the fucking hero that was walking around, you know, riling people up and starting shit on fire. Not that he deserved to die. Don't get me wrong. But don't make him a hero. Okay. Kyle Rittenhouse was absolutely 1,000% in self-defense. It's really funny how things play out, too. Like, he was getting chased by this Rosenbaum guy.
Mm-hmm.
Shot him, killed him. Runs away. You know, he starts running away and all this stuff. I won't go into a lot of detail on it, but guy comes up and cracks him twice with a skateboard in the head as he's running away. And the prosecution, as they're saying this, we're saying, like, what was he armed with? A skateboard. Like, it was no big deal, right? Literally, before we started recording this, I just saw a thing where it was a protest or something somewhere where some dude died because he got hit in the head with a skateboard.
Well,
it can be a deadly weapon, people, okay? Yeah. If you're getting attacked with a skateboard and you have a gun, fucking shoot that person.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, it's very interesting to watch, all that aside, because, you know, as we've talked about here, you and I have talked about many times, I served on a Impractical Jokers riff, now it's Murr. No, I served on a jury for a murder trial. And so I always find those things very interesting anyway, but just seeing all this stuff happen in court, and I have it playing while I'm here working during the day. It's just, it's fascinating.
Yeah, I actually focus on work, so I, you know, can't do mm-hmm. that.
Congrats. it's just very interesting. But the really interesting part is, I think, is that the jury is in their third day of deliberations after today, and they called it. So something's going on in that room where either
somebody's
not budging
out
on the fact that he's guilty, or somebody's not budging on the fact that it was self, whatever.
Somebody doesn't want to go back to work.
Yeah, maybe.
They're like, no, I'm going to hold out for another couple of days, and then I'll be like, all right.
It's such a politically charged thing, and unnecessarily, I guess, but man.
I'm surprised they didn't, and I forget what it's called, when they move the
trial.
Yeah.
I think that's just what it's called. Request a
Change of venue.
Yeah, yeah.
Notice.
But no, they didn't. Yeah, it's right there in Kenosha, and they're already protesting.
Yeah, didn't they call in the guard or something?
They called in right guard, just so that nobody would smell, because that last protest and shit was stinky.
All right, well,
So they're handing out.
It's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, it is.
It's an improvement, right?
If you smell better, you feel better. And it might make them less agitated as well.
There you go.
So we'll see.
What else could you ask for?
No riots. Just throwing that out there.
Well, yeah, neither here.
But yeah, so that's that.
All right.
My update on the Kyle Rittenhouse trial for
that
everybody.
That is your update.
Because we got a lot of emails asking for my opinion on that. And, you know, I wanted to wait until hopefully that the jury had come to a verdict, but it hasn't happened yet.
No, it
before
hasn't.
I commented on it, but here it is.
Here it is. It's out there.
Yeah.
So next week we'll be able to discuss the actual verdict.
Probably, but everybody will know by then.
Well, yeah, but they'll want to know our opinions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't be surprised, people, if this gets either hung jury or it's a mistrial with or without prejudice, because mm-hmm. there's some shady, weird shit going on with some of the evidence. There you go. I'm done.
Yeah, sure?
Yeah.
All right. So I saw this, and I thought this was super interesting, because it was Jonah Hill. And I think you
saw something on Jonah Hill and was like, wow, that's super interesting.
Well, he's got a lot of stupid movies, but he's actually always really funny. His movies are always good. Like, I've never watched Jonah Hill in a movie and been like, oh, that was mediocre. Or, that really sucked. But he's doing a movie and he's going to portray Jerry Garcia of The Grateful Dead. That's interesting because
I can totally see that.
I can see it from a visual perspective.
Yeah, he kind of looks like him, actually. Now, in my head, I haven't seen a picture of Jerry Garcia in probably a long time, but...
Right, but I mean, that just seems like out of character for him. Like, and I mean, I don't know what the movie's about or anything like that, but...
He's played, like, stoners and stuff. Jerry Garcia is the ultimate stoner.
Yeah, I guess.
That'll be interesting.
But it's a Martin Scorsese film.
Oh, Martin Scorsese.
Yeah. So we'll see how that is. How that comes out.
Debbie, he's only like the next Martin Scorsese. It's a great reference. If anybody got that, please let me know, because it is such a good line from a great movie.
And you're not going to tell me what it is, are you?
I will. It's from the movie Singles.
No.
Oh, my God. Great movie.
Shit.
What? That what shit?
Weird shit.
It's not weird. It's like a movie from the early 90s. Was it early 90s? Yeah, late 80s, early 90s?
Probably.
Dude, it's such a good movie. It's a Cameron Crowe movie.
Okay.
Who's done all kinds of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a very good movie. We should watch Singles this weekend.
Sure.
I own it. It's a good movie. It's got Kira Sedgwick in it when she was young and attractive.
Are you trying to say she's not now?
I don't know. I haven't seen her in a while. She probably looks the same. I don't know.
She's probably aged
Botox
better
shit.
Than me in the past 3 years. No, speaking of movies, they're coming out is a Hunter Biden biopic.
God. Really?
My Son Hunter is what it's called.
Is this, who's making this? Yes. Is it a spoof or is it trying to like portray him in some like fantastic light where he's not
no,
jerking off and
no,
smoking crack?
No, I don't know. It's some Irish filmmaker or whatever it is. But I mean, she's going at it from the, you know, depicting his party lifestyle.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, it's depicting Biden's son and his smoking, partying, and scantily clad women days.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's probably pretty close to real.
Ironically, Jonah Hill playing Hunter Biden. Very versatile actor.
So that'll be another one interesting that comes out. You know what's not going to be interesting that I don't want to watch, but you're going to make me?
No, I don't, actually.
Tiger King 2.
Oh, yeah, we're totally watching that.
See?
We're totally watching that. It's already out. We should have started watching it already.
If it was really worth watching, we would hear hubbub about it, and there's no hubbub. You know why? Because it probably really sucks.
This has gone to a level above hubbub. It's hubba bubba. And that's why you're not hearing about it. People are speechless because it's so good.
No.
That's what's happening.
No.
Joe Exotic gives the performance of a lifetime, I've heard. I read some reviews on this.
I heard that in the end, him and Carol Baskin get married.
They actually make a porno. That'll be out soon, too. It's called Tiger King Nutflix. That's what that one's going to be called. Yeah, we are definitely watching that, though. We watched the first one. Why wouldn't you want to see the sequel? It's like not watching John Wick 2.
Oh, God, don't you dare.
Which we just watched last night again.
How dare you?
It was just on again last night. We were watching it.
For like the 8 millionth time.
It was on, yeah. It's worth it.
Yeah, those movies, we literally recite the lines before he does at this point. I've seen them so many times.
My hands. You're already wondering, John, how are you going to kill me? His cane, her glasses. My hands. Yeah, those are great.
Everyone's been asking me if I'm back.
No, okay, hold on. Wait.
We
have that soundbite.
Do we really?
People keep asking if I'm back, and I haven't really had an answer. But now, yeah, I'm thinking I'm back.
Yeah.
That's one of the best lines from the movie.
I'm thinking I'm back.
I'm thinking I'm back.
Yep. Speaking of that, I did that one time because I thought I was going to get into running a little bit more, and I didn't. But I've been doing quite a bit.
Yeah, you've been getting your groove back.
Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks of every weekday running. I think this past Friday maybe I walked just because it was kind of a rest-type day. But, yeah, it's been good. Time's getting better, and... I'm just kind of getting back in the groove. One thing, and I've talked about this, I'm sure, on here, but in general to other people, is like, how many years ago is it? Maybe 4 years ago, 5 years ago? You started doing like core and strength training and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm never going to do that shit. I wish I got on that bandwagon then. And I've only been doing it for a few days now because I have this 28-day thing. It's a four-week mm-hmm. plan thing that I'm doing that works out your entire core. But, I'm sore from doing it briefly. But the funny thing is, and the times I've done it before is, like, tomorrow morning when I go out to run, I'm going to feel muscles running, not even leg-related.
That
I never felt before because they're part of running. They're part of your form. But it's not something that you would think, like, oh, I got to get my legs stronger and I'll be a better runner or something. But, like, your chest, your arms, your shoulders, everything goes into that running.
You never knew that if you could improve those muscles and use them and engage them, that you could be a stronger runner. Yeah,
so
absolutely.
This will be interesting to see. It'll be a good experiment. I'm committed to doing this four-week thing at least. We'll see how it goes. But while continuing to run, of course.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We got the turkey trot coming up.
Yep, we'll be trotting.
We'll be trotting.
Bright and early.
With all the other
in
fools.
In person trot. In person trot this year.
It's a hot virtual trot. Yep. It's going to be fun.
It will be.
It'll be not fun for me probably because my time will suck and I'll dwell on that, but it doesn't matter.
It's fine.
It's just going to go out there
and have fun. Yeah. There were years where it really, I'm hoping that we have decent weather, but it's not looking like that. It all depends because they're predicting snow.
Are they already for that for Thanksgiving? I don't know.
And I'm assuming anyone that's listening to us is familiar with where we live, but south of where we are usually gets hit with the lake effect snow quite a bit. So they're absolutely getting snow. So it depends on how far north that snow creeps up as to how much we're going to get and the timing of it. But it may very well be Wednesday night moving into Thursday.
Yeah.
So, and I think we are predicted to get at least like an inch and a half or something on
there
Thursday.
There you go.
Something crazy
All
like
right.
that. So it may be one of those years where we're running in the snow on Thanksgiving morning.
That's fine.
Snow, I don't mind. There have been previous years where it was raining.
Oh, and cold and rainy, like 42 degrees and rain is bullshit. Ugh.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
And the only benefit of being a small person, and by small I mean short, is that whole race I spent trying to find tall guys that I could literally draft behind or next to, depending on what direction the wind was coming from, that would block the rain.
I don't have
it
that.
Was so
I don't
horrible.
Have that benefit unless fucking Shaq is running it or something too. I am one of the guys you would duck behind.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Do what
but
you got to do sometimes.
It's nice after last year was just virtual.
Yes.
And my God, my memory's terrible. We ran 2019, right? Before the pandemic. We had
yes, we did. It was only 1 year that we ran virtual.
That you did. I didn't even do it last year.
Right. Yeah. Just me and
Fisher.
Yep.
And Scott and Val all did. I thought.
Well,
everybody
yes.
Did.
Yeah, they
did.
Yeah, they did it virtually.
Shout out to Scott and Val. Everything
yeah, Scott
was virtual
did it.
Last
Val
year.
Did it. So did Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my brother, my niece, and my nephew. This
Father,
year,
Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Oh boy. This year, I think we're on our own. Us and I think our nephew, Mr. Fisher.
The fish head's going to do it.
Yeah.
So that's good.
He's in.
Yeah, that's cool.
He's been pretty consistent, except for that 1 year when...
they bailed because of the weather.
Yes.
It was cold and snowy.
And just
and windy.
To put it lightly, he wussed out is what
yeah,
happened.
Yeah, he big
so,
time wussed
Fisher,
out.
If you're listening, I'm going to need you not to do that again.
Yeah, Fisher, suck it up, man. Nut up.
Yep.
Do it.
Just do it.
You call yourself a Marine.
calling out his veteran status.
Thank you for your service, though, but wussy.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's this year.
That's
I
exciting.
Did something a little crazy. From
you
an
did. You
standpoint.
Had diarrhea for 2 days straight.
No.
Oh. What?
I don't think I've had diarrhea in years.
Cha cha cha.
Right.
What did you do that's crazy?
I registered for an event for next year.
Did indeed register.
I did.
Thanks to some prodding from me, I think. I helped push you over the edge.
In more ways than one, dear.
I found another way to push you over the edge. Yes, you
but
did, though.
I did. I signed up for an Ironman 70.3 for next year.
It's a half Ironman for those of you who aren't familiar.
Yep.
Which is what you did when you did that Canada one. I never remember the name of
Muskoka.
Muskoka, that's right.
Yes. But it's been, I mean, it's been 4 years. By the time I race, it'll be 5 years between. So I'm a little bit older.
5 years older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big difference when you get old. You know, there's not a big difference between, say, 25 and 30. But there's a big difference between 44 and 49.
49. Last year in the 40s, the age group, too. Woohoo.
Yepper. So
I'm no one to
talk. I'll be doing Ironman Atlantic City. So that'll be fun.
When is that?
That is September 10th.
All right.
Yeah. It'll be my first ocean swim.
Yeah, that's exciting.
It is. We might have to get to the ocean sometime before then that I can actually get in and practice, if nothing
down
more than just for
by the sea. Little Colin Hay people, men at work.
My mental
comfort. We'll figure all that out. So we got 10
months
what's
to coming
plan.
Up next year.
That's going to be awesome. I'm just going to put it bluntly, you suck on the bike.
I do.
I'm not saying that to be rude. I'm saying that jokingly. But, I mean, that's your struggle point. Your swim, I don't know.
I survive the
swim.
I was
going to say, I don't know that you'll ever get better at the swim. You may, but you do a good job at the swim, right?
I do mediocre.
Yeah,
you're
in the middle. Yeah. But your bike is where you struggle. So.
Yes, because I don't have biker's legs. I've got runner's legs.
Right. So here's the question. What are you going to do from now until then,
mm-hmm.
other than riding your bike? We just talked about strength and core training, mm-hmm. and things like that. Have you looked into...
Why, thank you for asking, because I've already started.
It sounds like a leading question. It wasn't. I mean, we haven't talked about this. So, I mean, that's always been the struggle point.
Yeah.
Like, you've been on triathlons where you were... last on the bike, that Finley Lake one,
mm-hmm.
which was a Olympic distance.
Yes.
You were last,
mm-hmm.
on the bike, which is inconceivable when you see some of the people out there doing this event. But you roped in 20 people on the run. I mean, it was significant enough where even the guy who was announcing at the end was like, you really caught a lot of people on the run. So What are you doing
to
get better?
And that's one thing to keep in mind when you are looking at a triathlon is it's three different sports, right? It's not just it takes three different skill sets to really be good. And for most athletes that do it, they're not great at all three.
Right.
There's usually one that's their strong point, and the other two are really just you're mediocre,
mm-hmm.
just to, you know, not too far, you know.
Well, even that other one BTCer, I can't remember. There's a married couple, and she's a good runner. Like she,
yes,
like
uh-huh.
he'll beat her on the bike and swim, and she will pass him during
on
the
run
portion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
So, what are you doing?
So it is. I have some exercises I'm doing. Well, for now, because you know it's technically this is off season, right? When you get to the end of the year, beginning of the next, but that's your good core area, your good core strength to build strength, right? Mm-hmm. Because once you start really training and going into training mode where you're biking, swimming, and running for endurance, strength training becomes secondary. So right now, it's weight training. So weight training twice
doing
a week.
What?
Squats.
Squat?
Squat rack in it.
Squat rack,
yeah,
huh?
Doing walking lunges.
With
weights.
Yeah.
Yep. Weighted side lunges, spin class.
But you're focused on trying to get better there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I have to. And I was a little more strategic. Previously, when I did the previous Ironman, it was more of I had to pick a race that was going to work for our schedule.
Right.
So on a weekend that would work, time frame, that kind of thing. So I could be super selective on the course.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a hilly bike course.
It was hilly everything in Muskoka.
It was.
I ran while you were out on the bike and it sucked.
See, but again, even on that race, running the hills didn't bother me so much. It was biking the hills that are a problem. But this time, I was able to be a little bit more selective. So even though it is going to be an ocean swim, which will be a new challenge for me, the bike is flat. So that will work to my favor a little bit more.
Well.
Yeah.
Nice. That'll be awesome.
Yeah, it'll be something.
both of us have crossed the finish line at an Ironman event. FYI.
Yes, we have. As Team Expendables 3.
Yes. You did it on your own. I only did the run, but nevertheless.
That's all right.
That's cool. That'll be fun. I'll have to find something to do while you're doing all that. Probably gamble at the casinos.
I got to be honest. I don't care what you do.
Yeah.
You've got like 8 hours at least.
Exactly. It's going to be awesome. You know how much money I'll lose in that time? A lot. It's going to be so much.
Great.
We're probably going to need to drive home straight after the event because we won't be able to pay for the next night in the hotel, okay? I'm just telling you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
So.
Yeah.
What else you got?
What else do I got? Mm-hmm. I got a couple of this day in history things. Nothing exciting. No.
Do you have bumper music for this yet?
Not yet.
I feel like it should be something like...
Tell me what you think it should be.
I don't know. Some sort of historical music.
Like what?
I don't know.
How would it sound?
Like, I started to go to horns, but I'm like, no, that's the Olympic song. I'm like, no, that's not right. I don't know.
You know that is going to become the bumper music now, right? That's why I waited past you for an example.
I know. You're welcome.
Just like your Facebook thing.
Yep.
Oh, everybody will perk up like, oh, it's this day in history.
It's this day in history. Ooh. I know that song.
All right. In chronological order.
Uh-oh.
There's only three this time. Turns out it wasn't that interesting of a day.
Everyone's preparing for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Not everybody, based on these things. You will like this one. In 1928 on this day, Walt Disney released Steamboat Willie. The first animated film with sound.
Yeah.
To feature Mickey Mouse.
I was going to say, was he Mickey Mouse yet?
He was, but originally when he was designed, he was going to be Mortimer Mouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. We act like we both knew that. We literally heard that on Spectrum News today.
Why you got to give it away?
Because it's funny. A little behind the scenes there, folks.
I knew that before then. I told Spectrum News.
Oh, boy. In 1973... Chattanooga, Tennessee, city council voted to ban cats.
Good for them.
They enacted a cat moratorium for 5 years to reduce the feral cat problem that was plaguing the city. Chattanooga, I guess they should have called it.
Lovely.
And here's the downer in 1978. Jimmy Jones. No. Jim Jones in Jonestown led his followers to their mass suicide. 909 people died. You know the term, don't drink the Kool-Aid? It emanated from that. You're looking at me like you don't believe me. This is 1,000% true.
I feel like this is the one you made up.
Look it up. I don't care. I don't know what to tell you, man. Also on this day, born on this day. Those are all the historical events. There was nothing else exciting. In 1923, Alan Shepard, the first American in space. 1962, Kirk Hammett. What say you?
Who?
The guitarist in Metallica.
Oh,
right. Yeah.
Good day. Yeah.
Right? And in 1968, wow. Owen Wilson was born on this day.
68, huh?
68, yeah. He's like 4 or 5 years older than us.
Hmm. No, I don't feel so bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So there you go. That's
the
update.
Too bad he's got the name Owen. That's such an awful
name. Owen's a terrible name.
It's awful.
Through reference to a couple of episodes ago where we talked about Throw Mama from the Train.
That's right.
And the Chungi Bar.
Oh, boy.
What about you?
What about me?
I don't know. What do you got?
Oh, I don't know, stuff.
Like what? Oh, shit.
Doodly 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 doodly.
You make wonderful bumper music.
Marketplace post of the day.
That horn cutout is going to be great. I'll just loop that a few times.
See, what would you do without me?
Oh,
incredible bumper music, by the way.
It's not incredible.
All right, so. You know, I've been trying to get creative with my Facebook Marketplace posts.
You have really put a lot of work into this, and I'm very proud. I I should have told you this before. I'm very proud of the effort you're putting into preparing for the show. It shows. I mean, you spend at least like 15 minutes beforehand finding stuff, and it's so great that you're so committed to putting out a quality product for our audience.
It's more than I prep for anything else in my life.
And on behalf of our entire audience, thank you. So go ahead, please.
At least I come up with bumper music.
Yeah, boy.
So in preparation, I said, you know what? I have to really, you know, search for some stuff these days when it comes to the Facebook Marketplace post. So if you are ever just, you know, bored, you go to Facebook Market, just start searching for weird shit. This time, today's category is zombies.
Oh, all right. I'm interested. You know, I like a good zombie flick or show.
Right? Who doesn't? 28 Days a Night.
That's vampires.
It was vampires. How damn it. You. Still a good flick.
A very good flick.
Yeah, but World War Z zombies are different than, let's say, Walking Dead zombies, right?
More so, Walking Dead zombies are more different than like 28 Days Later zombies who actually run full speed.
Hmm.
So, yeah. But yes, World War Z was... Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking of that Z Nation show, that shitty show on Sci-Fi. Yeah, World War Z zombie guys were crazy fast and stuff too.
Yeah.
Like, 28 Days Later. That's a great movie. That's the other John Wick. I watch that every time it's on.
Yes, yes, you know. So
anyway, go ahead.
What do we have? What did I find? I found some really cool shit. First of all, somebody created a zombie Tumblr. And besides the fact that it's got
Tumblr,
all kinds
isn't
of zombies.
Like a dating app?
No, you dumbass. Okay. Like a travel mug, Tumblr. So they put some really cool little zombie guys on it, and it says, "This virus sucks. I wanted zombies."
Maybe this will turn into the zombie apocalypse. We don't know.
We can only
fucking
hope.
Fucking a vaccine.
And all of my training will pay off because they won't catch me.
Ooh, unless they're all on bikes.
Right? Damn it. Bike riding zombies. I knew it.
Ride bikes.
What the frick?
Jesus Christ.
Figures. Anyways, this virus sucks tumblers is this person's own design. $20 shipped. Ships for six. I'm sorry. It's $20 and it ships for six. And it comes with sliding lid and straw. Bonus straw.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Bonus, it glows in the dark.
What?
Right? Mm-hmm.
So,
if that's not enough for you.
It's not.
You need some zombie tarot cards.
Oh, no. Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
That's
right. I don't want to mess with that juju. No.
Not
no,
just regular
no
tarot cards. We're talking zombie
fucking
tarot cards.
Undead
78
tarot cards.
78 tarot cards with instructions, mystical predictions.
This is terrible. I don't even feel comfortable talking about this.
Too late.
Tarot cards
did.
Are evil.
Why are they evil?
Because they're conjuring spells.
You don't conjure spells with tarot cards.
What do you do with spells then?
They're not related to spells.
I think they
It's not black magic.
It is when it's zombies.
Oh, for the love of God. I'm moving on.
All right, fine.
I have also found the Zombie Survival Guide. It is only $5. You might want to get it.
This I would consider, yes.
So, yes, it's $5. It's the Zombie Survival Guide. It's complete protection from the living dead. It is by Max Brooks, author of World War Z.
Oh, yeah.
So it's obviously it's satirical survival guide, information and humor. However, it was on the New York Times bestseller list. There have been 1 million in print, and you could have it for a measly $5.
What's it called?
The Zombie Survival Guide.
Okay. Yeah, because Max Brooks wrote World War Z.
That's what I just said.
And he's also the son of Mel Brooks, in case you were wondering.
All right.
That sounds kind of like that... Handbook for the Recently Deceased from Beetlejuice
exactly,
or something, right?
Exactly. So we also have...
Dog farts.
Some zombie print shoes. They resemble sort of like Crocs.
Ugh.
You know, those creepy shoes.
Anybody
that
wearing
really
Crocs
shoes.
Deserves to get eaten by zombies.
Yeah, and you know what? They probably are.
Fuck them.
Yeah, because they're foam. I don't know what they are. They're not really shoes. However, if you're looking for something for Halloween, these are pretty cool looking zombie feet on the outside.
Nope.
So you could have those for only $10. They are in stock. They come in weird sizes, so I don't know. This person might be in the UK. Who knows? However, if you do decide to search for zombies...
Yes.
You will need to also accept things like the Rob Zombie Dracula CD single. So if you were looking for that, you can get that for $10.
I see.
Good old Rob Zombie.
Is that Dracula or Dragula?
What is it? It's on here. It literally says Dracula.
Oh, I think it's Dragula.
Well, then this person doesn't even know what they have.
Yeah.
What does it say? Yeah, you know what? When you look at the cover of it, the G does look like a C. So this person doesn't even know what
Warren
they have.
Warren G.
And it literally looks like it's sealed in plastic.
Whoa.
Right? So there's that. And let's see, was there one? Oh,
wow.
This one.
Wow. All right, we might as well make a whole show about zombie Facebook Marketplace shit.
We're covering the whole category today.
I'll play the
but
theme
this
again.
I thought was kind of funny because I hadn't heard about this. When our boys were young, it was the dawning of the Diary of a Wimpy Kid series.
Yes.
They were just coming out, super hot, really fun. This is Diary of a Minecraft Zombie, along the same lines. So, if you're looking for something new, new adventure, there you go.
Is it a book?
Yeah. It's a book.
A Minecraft Zombie.
Diary of a Minecraft Zombie.
See, if you told me there's a Minecraft Zombie, I would think it's just one of these fucking dumb people that just plays it endlessly for days and days and is a zombie like that because they play too much Minecraft and they're
apparently it's a series. I think there's like at least three in this series.
I've never understood the allure of Minecraft. It just every time I see the boys playing it, well, I mean, obviously not anymore, they rarely do, but for stretch that played it,
they still do on occasion.
Occasionally, yeah.
But
it's just weird to me. Like you just walk around and you pick at shit and I don't even know. It just
see, that's
like
why you
no
don't even know why they play, because you have to actually be dedicated. It takes time because you've got to mine stuff and then you got to build your house.
You know what it's
and
like?
And your land and all kinds of stuff.
I
so it takes time.
So any game like that, I compare it to chess, right? It's a more, it's a long play.
Mm-hmm.
And I have zero patience or desire to play stuff like that.
Oh.
I've never liked any of those games where, like, you have to build stuff or you build, like, a family or you, like, Sims to me, like, Corey play. That just seems like a fucking nightmare. Yes. No desire for that shit.
She's been playing it for, like, 12 years.
Yeah, I want to point at something, shoot it, and move on. And you know what? I shouldn't even say that because I don't even play those games. I don't play any games, really.
Which I'm surprised.
I would love to sit down and spend 5 hours playing like fucking Call of Duty because it's probably so much fun. But I don't. It would take me a year and a half to figure out all the controls.
You could do it, Joe. You
I don't
can do
wanna.
It.
That's more time dedicated to that than
it might
I care
be better than endlessly watching The Office.
I think we're done now. You cannot insult The Office like that.
I don't think I insulted The Office as much as I just insulted you.
You insulted
The Office
both.
Is great, but.
Yeah, no.
Uh-huh.
You can't
just
do that.
Just saying.
Oh, my God. So in the wokeism days these days, and, you know, you have to be fair to everybody, which is fine. I shouldn't say fair to everybody, but this struck me as funny. You know, you have to get licensed to be a hairstylist, whatever, and cut hair and whatever.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, that's another state, too.
Yeah.
In Louisiana, though... Yeah. Cosmo Kramer. In Louisiana, part of that licensing now requires that you have to learn to cut textured hair.
Okay, so...
It's black people's hair.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, however you want to refer to them, black,
African American.
It's a
part of the requirement now to do that.
Okay.
That's silly. I mean, it's probably better that you do know it because you can get more clientele, but to mandate it, come on. We're getting
well, I mean, I don't
crazy.
Know what the other mandates are. Like, what are your other requirements?
The other one is be able to, I looked this up, do bowl cuts. Successfully.
Now you're just making
mullets because it's Louisiana. I did. Yeah, that's not true. But nevertheless, I thought it was fun. Like, you have to be able to, and they call it textured hair. Come on, a Jufro can be considered textured hair, right?
See? So it's not just black people.
Yeah,
it's
I want
a Jufro
my hair
too?
Cut. I'm sorry. I don't know how to do that, sir. You have textured hair. I don't know how to cut that. Yeah.
I don't see. You didn't do enough research on that one.
Oh no, God! I saw an article and I have an article on winter vaginas. I mean, I don't do a lot of research on stuff.
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that. And I'm just going to go along with the idea that when we go to Atlantic City, Atlantic City's in, is that Jersey?
Yes. Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Yeah. Anyway, so one place we need to not go to is Maryland.
Why? Tell me why.
Tell me why.
Because there's a case of monkeypox. It's been confirmed. A Maryland resident who has recently returned to the U.S. from Nigeria has tested positive for monkeypox.
What is monkeypox?
You mean what are monkeypox?
Sure.
Sure. Monkeypox was first discovered in 1958 when two outbreaks of a pox-like disease occurred in colonies of monkeys kept for research, hence the name monkeypox. The first human case of monkeypox was recorded in 1970, so what is that, like 12 years later, in the Democratic Republic of Congo during a period of intensified effort to eliminate smallpox. Since then, monkeypox has been reported in humans in other Central Western African countries. It's a rare disease that is caused by inflammation with infection with monkeypox virus.
Do you know what else was happening in the late 60s and early 1970?
Clearly relations with monkeys.
The Monkees band and TV show. Do you think they are responsible for spreading monkeypox with their terrible music?
No, I don't, because
Davy
the monkeys,
Jones, Mickey Dolenz, Peter Tork, and
dude, don't
no,
you
Peter
diss
Nesmith,
the monkeys?
David,
their
David
music
Nesmith,
was fun.
What was their names? Michael Nesmith and Peter Tork. Yeah.
So don't you diss the monkeys? But well, I want to know what creepo was messing around with the monkeys that got the monkeypox for the first time.
Uh huh.
But funny enough, just to get slightly controversial, whoa, within this article about this guy with the monkeypox,
yes,
they say that, you know, people that were traveling with him in the airplane, blah, 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 you know, don't need to be concerned because you are required to wear a mask.
Oh, Jesus
on a
Christ.
Plane. And I'm going to leave that at that.
Okay, please. Thank you. Yeah, well, speaking, you know, a little bit of this virus nonsense and masks, I guess, are supposedly a thing, but Austria has been taking a unique approach to promoting vaccinations. And one of the things that they are doing is that if you get vaccinated, you get offered a 30-minute voucher with a lady of your choice at a brothel. You get stabbed and you get to stab somebody. Yeah. Trading sex for vaccinations. This is what we've come to.
And where is this?
Austria.
All right. It's an interesting place there, yeah, huh?
Do you see what's going on in Poland? We're done here, so I got to wrap this up. But like they almost have like a migrant problem like the Mexico and the U.S. There's a lot of people from Belarus fleeing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they're, you know, the Polish troops are at the border. They're like stopping them all. But, I mean, there's been some issues and things popping up. So
wow, that's interesting.
It is interesting.
See, I
got the same problems.
Psh.
Build the wall. We're going to build a wall.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the greatest wall ever.
Don't mess with the Polacks, man.
Yeah, right? They'll fuck it up somehow. Yeah, I think we're good, though. It's good to be back after a week off.
Yeah.
Feel refreshed.
Heck yeah.
Nice. All right, we're wrapping this up. I love you.
Wrapping it up.
Wrap it up. I'll take it. Wrap it up.
Please stop.
I don't remember
who
sang that
song. Okay, done. We're done here.
But the singer, I think, was Stevie Ray Vaughan's brother.
Love to all. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Love you guys. Love you.
We're out.